More than 100 Juno volunteers recently joined city and borough crews to pull weeds, sweep, hose, scrub, and pick up what some estimate to be thousands of cigarette butts. It was the first event organized by an informal downtown improvement group. As part of KTOO's series examining downtown problems, Rosemary Alexander was also there.
I think everyone picked up cigarette butts.
9-year-old Adaira Allen was a bit grossed out by all the cigarette butts that litter downtown Juneau.
We scrubbed benches and I scrubbed railings. We picked up a ton of trash, like a lot of cigarette butts, almost all of it was that. Ugh.
Adaira and her 12-year-old sister, Safira Keel, joined their dad, Assemblyman Jesse Keel.
Mostly I scrubbed benches and railings and stuff. I also picked up a lot of stuff, including cans, broken glass, cigarette butts.
Cigarette butt litter is the byproduct of Juneau's indoor smoking ban, despite the number of receptacles that line city sidewalks. Alicia Smith was scrubbing a butt receptacle on South Franklin Street. Her son Joel also had a scrub brush.
Right now I'm just scrubbing the lampposts down. I just wanted to help clean up downtown.
Business owner Bruce Denton came up with the idea for cleanup as part of an effort to improve the heart of the capital city. Denton took the proposal to CBJ Parks and Recreation, which welcomed the help. The city provided tools, cleaners, buckets, garbage bags, and rubber gloves. Some volunteers showed up with their own favorite tools, and Juneau businesses donated other supplies. They met at Pocket Park and worked along Front, Seward, and Franklin Streets and Marine Way to the Willoughby District. The small army of volunteers included a who's who of city officials, a legislator, business owners and employees, a myriad of Juneau residents, and some homeless folks. Deborah Harris has been in Juneau for about a month and is living at the Glory Hole, Juneau's emergency shelter and soup kitchen. Harris was washing an interpretive sign in Marine Park.
So this morning we're just getting all the mold and the grime and everything off and scraping it up.
CBJ Landscape Director George Schaff was working in Marine Park too. He says it's one of the hardest places in downtown to keep up.
You know, a million people come through here every year, you know, plus everything that just happens on a daily basis. So it's definitely more than we're able to take care of right now.
Mike Patterson organized the Willoughby group. The crew found the usual trash and a lot of styrofoam. Patterson said it shouldn't require a small army to pick up litter, which ought not to be there in the first place.
If everybody does their part and just picks up litter and puts it in the many garbage receptacles we have around Juneau, then it doesn't have to get to that state again. It just takes people caring.
About 11 o'clock, the volunteers arrived back at Pocket Park, stripped off the rubber gloves, and enjoyed music and a thank you picnic for their efforts.
The last time I saw Kanakadeg Park this clean was when it was built.
CBJ Parks and Recreation Director Brent Fisher helped organize the cleanup.
If we have community support like this, we can get it done. From the city standpoint, we can't do it alone.
Fisher said keeping the capital city clean should be a community effort.
And I hope we can do this in the springtime. So get your rubber gloves, get your tools out, get your brushes, and come back.
Denton is planning another cleanup after the cruise ships leave this fall to focus on private property, including painting some downtown buildings that could use a facelift. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.